If everybody's ready, we'll say notice is hereby given that the Commissioner's Court of Orange County, Texas will hold a public workshop on Tuesday, January 28, 2020 at 1:30 p.m. in the Commissioner's Courtroom of the Admin Building, 123 South 6th Street. Purpose, review and discussion regarding the Texas Division of Emergency Management, TEDM, annual address, Mr. Ardway.
Judge Commissioners, this is an annual thing that's required by the state for our district coordinator, which is Carmen Apple, to come give the elected officials a briefing. That being said, I will turn it over to Carmen.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much, Judge and Commissioners, for allowing me some moments of your time this afternoon. I want to bring you up to date on the Texas Division of Emergency Management, where we are, how we'll continue to serve you in times of crisis, and answer any questions that you might have, or if I cannot answer them, make sure that I find that answer for you and get that answer for you. So the first thing that I want to bring to your attention, and I've passed out just a very quick brief on some of the information that I'll be discussing, is according to Texas Government Code Chapter 418, the responsibility for dealing with emergency management at the local level is assigned to the county judge or the mayors of the city that have emergency management programs. So in this instance, that would be County Judge Gauthier. The state does not come in and tell Judge Gauthier when to evacuate or when to declare a disaster. That is entirely within his legal responsibility according to the government code. Likewise, any requests for assistance or declarations of disaster or states of emergency must come from the judge to the Division of Emergency Management. So that is absolutely under Texas state law, and that's what we go by when we work in emergency management. The second thing is that because the judge has so many different duties and responsibilities, the law does give him the ability to have an administrator over emergency management for day-to-day duties. And Judge Gauthier has appointed through a TDM Form 147, Mr. Ardoin, Leon Ardoin, to manage the day-to-day responsibilities. And that's who I frequently talk with and who I deal with day-to-day in terms of planning, training, exercising, any questions or any meetings. Then Joel and I get together on those. And obviously, if we get into an emergency situation, then, of course, we'll be speaking more frequently with Judge Gauthier and the mayors and elected officials here in Orange County. But on a day-to-day basis, I deal with Mr. Ardoin. Under the law as well, the state is divided up into disaster districts. Hardin, Jefferson, and Orange County are Disaster District 15, with the Disaster District Office in Beaumont, Texas, at the DPS office. And according to the law, the DPS Captain of the Highway Patrol, which is Captain Michelle McDaniel, is the chair of that Disaster District Committee. So Captain Michelle McDaniel is still the chair of the Disaster District Committee. If an incident were to occur and she were to stand the committee up, the committee would still be at the DPS headquarters on East Tex Freeway in Beaumont. I coordinate the committee for her, but she is the chair of the committee. One of the most recent changes to the Division of Emergency Management occurred with this last legislature on September 1st. The Texas Division of Emergency Management was created as a standalone state agency. Prior to September 1, we were a division in the Department of Public Safety, just like a driver's license division or compliance division. However, because of the recommendations that were made after Tropical Storm Harvey, we were created as a separate agency. We are now under the Texas A&M University System umbrella as a standalone state agency. There's many emergency response agencies under the Texas A&M University umbrella. Our Texas Task Force 1, which is our urban search and rescue, the Texas A&M Emergency Vets, Texas AgriLife, which is now under legislative action, a force extender for TDEM. So because we have so many agencies underneath that umbrella already, it made sense for the Division of Emergency Management to come under that umbrella to coordinate and collaborate more on emergencies throughout the state of Texas. So we are part of the A&M University system. That does not change how we operate, though. I still have my office at the DPS office in Beaumont. The captain and I have agreed that we are going to continue to operate as we have in the past because we operate very well in this area, and our job is to service our communities during times of disaster. And so we're going to continue to focus on that and continue to work closely together to make sure that your needs are met during a disaster. When a disaster strikes, again, the judge has the authority to declare an emergency, to declare a disaster, or to declare evacuations. Once the jurisdictions within the county begin to respond, if there is a need for additional resources, state resources, that request can be made to the state through what's called a State of Texas Assistance Request. That request process is on a database called WebEOC. Joel has access to that database. We use it quite frequently. The server that the database is on is maintained by the state. It does not cost Orange County or the cities in Orange County anything to maintain the server or to be on the server. So all the cities within the county are on that server, and the county is on that server as well. However, that being said, Joel and I have worked very well in the past, and we're not going to let paperwork stop us from getting a resource that you need. Many times I will call Joel to ask him if he can have resources down here that he hasn't asked for yet. And that's just a pre-planning on our behalf when we know something's going to happen and we have resources that we are already activating and pushing. I'll give Joel a call, and we'll work very closely together to already get those things down here for you. Likewise, if something happens and we need a resource here quickly, I'm not going to wait on paperwork to get that to you. We'll worry about the paperwork later and getting a STAR request in later. Our goal is to make sure you get the help that you need when you need it. And we work very well doing that. I think we've got that handled. But it is on a State of Texas Assistance Request. That request has to come from the elected official, the judge, or his designee, which would be Joel. So any other requests for state resources have to go through that elected official or his designee. This is to make sure that we're not duplicating efforts, or that someone within your organization or within your community is asking for a resource that you may not need or that you already have. So those requests are solely taken from the county judge, the mayors in the cities, or their elected official, their elected emergency management coordinators. One of the things that I want to bring to your attention, in your packet here, you have an example of some of the state resources that are available and that we will deploy upon request. Anything that is deployed by the state of Texas upon a State of Texas Assistance Request is paid for by the state of Texas. It does not come at a cost to the county or to the city. So anything that is used during a disaster that the state deploys down here or is asked for by the county or the cities, then the state pays that tab. The county does not have to worry about that. Under the new legislative action, because of the post-Harvey after-action review, we created a disaster recovery task force. Orange County was the first county in the state of Texas to get the disaster recovery task force deployed to them during a disaster, thanks to Imelda. This is something that we believe very strongly in, that recovery starts as soon as we respond. We need to make sure that we know how big it is and how bad it is, so we know how to help our citizens recover. So we have hired a disaster recovery coordinator, Carly. She came during Imelda, and I believe that the database and the self-reporting tool that she built for Orange County provided invaluable information to you, Judge, and to Joel, how many citizens were affected and how bad it was and what do they need to recover. So this is something that's new. You guys have already used it. You're aware of it. We are expanding that capability. We're hiring people now for that task force so that we won't be using just simply contractors, but we will have people dedicated to that that can be here to help you with that. I'm excited about it. Carly and I worked very well together, and I'm excited on the products and the effort that she was able to provide for you guys during Imelda, because that truly helped us.
Also, she did a fantastic job. It was great having
that.
I hated that we had to be the one to initiate it. But she did a really good job.
I'm glad to hear
that. Was very helpful.
So we want to keep that in mind. I'm not going to say if we have any more, but I know when we have other disasters, that task force is available for deployment to your area, to embed with you, to start working on those recovery issues so that we can identify what we need to help our community get back on its feet. The last thing I wanted to mention was the fiscal year 2020 thresholds. We got this threshold right after and during Imelda. So our threshold for the state of Texas did go up for FEMA public assistance declarations. Our threshold is now at $38,472,708. Orange County's threshold did go up slightly. It went up to $314,254. That's uninsured or underinsured losses. Those are the thresholds that that FEMA has established for us to request public assistance. When we request assistance from FEMA, we request two different types. We request individual assistance, which is assistance to homeowners to recover, and we request public assistance, which is assistance to our cities and our counties to help with their loss and their costs for infrastructure. So those thresholds have gone up, and we will continue to work hard during disasters to track those costs so that we know when we reach those thresholds. So with that, I am open to any questions that you might have about the division or anything that I might be able to help you with.
You're doing a very good job for years. We won't tell how many.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. In your packet also, you should have a slide that has my office number, my cell phone number, and my email address. My email address has changed because we are no longer part of DPS. We have our a different email address now. So that is in there as a change. My office number is the same. My cell number is the same. It's on me 24/7. Please feel free to call me with any of your concerns or questions. And if I don't have the answer, then I'll certainly find an answer for you and get back to you with that answer. So with that, if there's no other questions, I will turn it back over to Joel. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, Carmen, thanks for taking the time out of your very busy schedule to come and brief the elected officials. And I have to say, our region is very very blessed and very lucky to have Carmen here. She is one of the best we have in the state. I have a note for, at least for our local region, there we all feel the same way about that. And as far as the disaster task force, that I would like to say worked extremely well. She had sent out a survey about that. And it made us start thinking back how that all played out and how it ended up happening. I think that's a true asset that the state is offering now to all the local jurisdictions. And we had started out with three of them, and when the other jurisdictions found out we had that here, they started getting redeployed to those other jurisdictions and we were putting them in for their request. But again, thank you for it. Appreciate it.
Anybody else have any?
Just real quick, to reiterate how much we appreciate all that you've done for us with these storms, because I know that
a lot of times we have questions and we don't have to go far into the answer. So we appreciate all the help you give us.
Yeah, and y'all's response to our request have always been, you know, very fast and prompt. And if there was something that we couldn't do, y'all would definitely let us know the reason why also, so that we would understand, so that, you know, if there was changes we need to make. But thank you for everything. It's we hate that we're getting good at this, but, but if we've got to get good, we got a good team to get good with. So thank you. Anybody else? All right. If there's no other comments, then we will end at 1:46. Thank you again.